Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. You're going to be glad you did because we got Mark Dio on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Mark is a new friend, soon to be old friend. Mark's a small business expert. He's been doing his weekly radio show for something under 100 years, and on radio, on the internet, and he helps companies like yours and mine do a better job and become better operators and better managers. He's got a new book out called The Rules of Attraction, which are rules about how to get better and more clients. And as I say, he's our new friend, Mark Dio. Welcome to the show.
Well, a pleasure to be here, Jim. Thank you so much for having me.
And, it's good to have you here.
Yeah.
And congratulations on your radio show. I know you've been doing this a long time. Every Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock, is that right?
Every Friday at 4 o'clock Pacific time.
Yeah.
Of course, anytime. Just like your show, people can download it on the internet anytime. They can listen at any time. So, absolutely. And, you know, big kudos to you, Jim. I think you interview more people in a month than I interview in a year. So, you're the hardest working guy in business radio.
Well, this radio. Well, thank you for saying that. This radio thing is you either love it or you hate it, you know. And I found that I love radio is fun. I think radio, don't you think radio is more fun than television?
Well, I think, you know, we're able to interact in a fabulous way, and it is a personal media. I like to call it a personal media because we can respond so quickly to issues happening in the marketplace. And of course,
right.
The news has to cover so much on television that they barely touch on a subject, yet you go in a great depth and interact with the audience. So,
well,
we
try, and you too. Talk to us about the rules of attraction. When you talk about rules of attraction, you're talking about how to get customers to be attracted to you, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, the rules of attraction is kind of a general title for the book, and it can be misleading. I sent it to my mother-in-law, and she said, "What? I'm 78 years old, Mark. You want me to attract another guy?" Said, "No, Mom, it's not quite about that."
Yeah.
But the rules of attraction, really the subtitle defines it, is the 14 practical rules to help you get the right clients, talent, and resources, and to get them to come to you. And I think this is the key today, is people are still a little bit fearful. I know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I think people see that, Jim, but I still think today business people are still fearful, fearful of making investments and fearful of hiring more and fearful of expanding. And sometimes the decisions we make out of fear can actually prevent us from creating that attraction we need.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right. If there's something about an air of confidence that makes people want to hang out with you, and there's something about an element of fear in your voice or in your face or your furrowed brow that makes people want to run away, isn't it?
Doubtless. And if we can not just learn, you know, how to act that way, of course, acting that way and speaking that way is actually a talent in and of itself, but to employ some what I like to call attraction tools. And I think there are many tools that we can employ that will make us, you know, kind of a more attractive choice for people when they're looking in the marketplace and saying, you know, who am I going to work for? Where's the best place for me to get my needs met? And, you know, what kind of service should I get? And you know, attracting the right kind of talents and making ourselves more attractive. And then even in getting loans and resources, we can make ourselves more attractive by using some of these tools. There aren't a lot of these loans out these days, although they seem to be loosening up a bit.
But Mark, one of the things that I did back in the winter when things were so scary, you know, I set my people down and I said, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen. We're in for a bumpy ride, but my first recession was 1969, and I've managed to make it through all the others. So if that means anything to you, I just wanted you to know that. You know, hopefully that means something to you. So I didn't deny that we had a problem, that there were issues in the marketplace that we were going to have to deal with, but I just tried to talk about some of the critical mass that I felt that our company had, and that seemed to work.
Well, you're using our rule number 11, actually, unwittingly.
Well, see, I read your book.
You did. Well, there you go. You know, it's who we are, Jim. It's far more important than what we do. And when we let people see that, whether it's, you know, the people working on our team or our clients or a banker, when we let people see who we are, oftentimes we can instill that confidence and we can get them to see, holy cow, this person, you know, really has demonstrated the kind of confidence, dedication, and commitment that I want in a leader.
So when you say who we are, you're talking about authenticity, aren't you?
I really am, and there is little of it today.
There's a lot of hype out there,
you know. So
how do we be authentic? What are some of the things in your mind? How do we be authentic, and how can we tell when we see authenticity? Is it, do we just know it when we see it?
Well, I think oftentimes people do. I mean, I don't think sometimes we give people the credit to recognize that, but I think it boils down to a couple of things. Character, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Vision, number two, which maybe is an overused term. But
no, I like
still,
that term.
Yeah, vision. Character, vision, enthusiasm, and selflessness. So I like to say, and that chapter talks specifically about each one of those traits. These traits are, you know, I guess they're really value-oriented. But when somebody has character, it is really evidence of the most, you know, persuasive claims that we can have.
Right.
And, you know, it's demonstrative. You know, Winston Churchill, and we look back in time, there's mm-hmm. so many great examples of character, General Marshall, of course, and, you know, Roosevelt. And, you know, and we can even look in our current time and see some of the leaders today demonstrating great character. You know, Bill Gates and his act of selflessness is a demonstrative mm-hmm. of his character. And I think, you know, if we live out, you know, really who we are, and demonstrate that to people, we're going to, just by that alone, you know, create some attraction.
You know,
get
Mark,
people attracted to us, yeah.
Over 2,000 years ago, Confucius said, one of the keys to a successful life is to be in reality what you appear to be.
Yeah,
isn't that a great quote from him?
So good, so good. You have to look in the mirror and say, who do I see back, all alone? And that's who you are. And now that doesn't mean you can't change it. You know, I mean,
if you don't like what you see, you can change it. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Mark Dio is our guest. We're having a great time with him. We're going to talk about some more of his rules of attraction. He's got 14 of them. We're going to get through a couple more at least right after these messages. We're not going to tell you all of them, because then you wouldn't have to buy the book. Rules of Attraction is the book. Mark Dio is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host.
A wildcat. As I was walking down the street one day, a man came.
Little Chicago bringing us back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Thank you for using it. Thousands of archives of past interviews that we've done, thousands of articles that have been written by me and my Brain Trust members. You can check out my knowledge base there, which is askjim.biz. You can find it right off the homepage. You've got my blog there, which we update on a regular basis every week. And you can subscribe to that, too, by the way. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. So we got lots of ways you can come to see us, or if you want us to follow you home, we'll do that, too. So check it out and look at all the different ways that we can connect, including on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Jim Blasingame. Mark Dio is our guest, folks, our new friend, soon-to-be old friend. He's the author of Rules of Attraction, 14 Practical Rules to Help You Get the Right Clients and Talent and Resources. And Mark, give us the website. Tell us a little bit about how they can find your radio station, your radio show there as well, and also how to get your book.
Oh, absolutely. Just the name, markdeo.com, markdeo.com, and going on the Internet, we'll pop up. Our show is there and all that. They can go to Amazon.com and type in Rules of Attraction or Mark Dio, markdeo, and they're there.
Right.
And
so,
book's doing well, thank goodness, and people seem to like it.
Well, that's good for you. Good for you, by the way, and no kidding. And the price, tell us the price of the book.
Well, the price of the, you know, it's interesting because the price of the book is $17.95.
However, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's a good price, but then yeah, I guess when Amazon releases the book, and I don't even know this, my publisher, you know, handles all this stuff, Morgan James, for me. Apparently, it's available for $12.23.
How about that?
On Amazon now, and I guess that's what they do when they first release a book. They drop the price. I didn't even know this. So,
I noticed that, and I just want to make sure that people know that, folks. This is a heck of a deal. This is a lot of important information for $12. So you need to go to Amazon and check it out.
Thank you.
Let's talk about some of the other rules that you've got here. One of the things that you point out in here is you say reject strategically. You're talking about saying no, right?
Well, it could be. Absolutely. It could be saying no. And when we say no to, the more people we say no to, I guess, the more important we are to the people we say yes to. I guess that's one way to think of it. But I think a lot of small business people, and sometimes big business people, particularly small business marketers, think and we believe that, you know, especially in tough times, Jim, that we've got to get whatever business we can get. You know, just kind of take what you can get, Mark. It's tough out there.
Well, in the early, what happens is in the early days of your business, you're going to take any business. You're going to do anything just to get some revenue coming in. But after a while, what you're saying is after a while, you got to become a little more discerning, don't you?
Well, not only that, yes, you do. You're right. You do need to become more discerning. But in addition to that, Jim, I think when we can define very specifically the market that we most effectively serve, and if we can do that to the exclusion of other markets, we become, you know, very, very important. An example I note in the book is the company called Curves. Now, I've never been there, of course, because Curves really targets, you know, middle-aged women, particularly.
I went there once, and they arrested me, so I don't go back
now. They thought you were doing something other than working out, Jim.
Well, I'm okay as long as I don't get within 300 yards of one. Otherwise, I think that's what the court order said. Go ahead, Mark.
That's what it says. You have to stay away.
Yeah.
But, you know, Curves is an interesting business, and because of their targeting, I mean, because they've, you know, so specifically targeted, you know, women, middle-aged, you know, women, you know, moms, housewives that need to kind of get in and get out without being intimidated by the big bodybuilders and that sort of thing. They have grown extremely rapidly. In fact, in just less than 7 years, they have expanded to over 9,000 locations.
Wow.
Now, it took McDonald's 28 years.
Right.
To get to 9,000 locations. It took Subway 25 years to get to 6,000 locations. Curves did it in less than 7. And they did it because of this incredible targeting that they that they affected. It's a good example of what we can do no matter what business we're in.
Right.
We can do it.
Well, and the other thing that they did, and I think this is so important for small businesses, they found out who their customer was, and they didn't stray from that. They became devoted to the people that they wanted to meet. They realized that they weren't going to be designed for everybody, and they only focused on the people they were designed for. And that's one of the biggest mistakes small business owners make. Small business owners think that the phone book is their prospect list, and it's not.
That's right. That's right. Well, you're absolutely correct. And Curves did that to the exclusion of everyone else. I mean, you'd never find a bodybuilder or a triathlete in a Curves because it is, you know, a small location, just basic equipment and that sort of thing. And we could do that. You know, no matter what business we're in, we can do that. I mean, we as a consulting firm, which is, you know, the main way I pay the bills, we have done that in our business. And there's thousands of consulting firms, but very few that specialize in certain industries. You know, with sort of a deep knowledge there. So I think every business, every industry has leaders like this. And the question is do we want to be one of them, or are we just going to be a me too? It kind of ties into the first rule, which is become a bigger fish in a smaller pond.
And when you come back the next time, that's where we're going to start.
Okay,
you know what the music means, Mark. You're a radio guy.
Yeah, I'm on
Mark
my way
Dio.
Out. I know. I play it all the time.
Mark Dio, markdio.com. His book is called The Ruse of Attraction. Only $12 on Amazon. Check it out, folks. Hey, Mark, thanks for being here. Will you come back real soon?
Thanks so much, Jim. Take care
thanks.
Of yourself.
We'll get you back. Mark Dio, folks. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Here's Heartland music to take us out.
And I think it's a toe.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.